This is New England Public Radio News. Massachusetts' 2011 casino law required the state to help address problem gambling. About a year after MGM Springfield opened, health leaders say programs are rolling out. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports.
Jessica Collins says it took a while for the state to spend money on problem gambling, but she's happy with the result. Her group, the Public Health Institute of Western Massachusetts, received $100,000 in May to develop a community program that will address one social issue related to the casino, though they haven't picked it yet.
For example, some of the priorities that the community has brought up are things like gentrification or, you know, safety around human trafficking, employment, traffic, domestic violence.
Meanwhile, the state has been rolling out other initiatives more directly related to problem gambling. For instance, buses drive around with ads on the side that say, in Spanish or English, drugs, alcohol, gambling, different stories, same problem. The state's budget to address problem gambling is almost $6 million, most of which comes from a public health fund set up from casino revenue. And most of that spending has come in the last 6 months, including a grant to Springfield to hire community health workers. City Health Commissioner Helen Colton Harris says they haven't yet hired the workers.
The scope of work is something that we are fleshing out to make sure, again, that we're reaching those neighborhoods and underserved and vulnerable population and marginalized individuals who could be susceptible to problem gambling.
Colton Harris says the health department will not provide gambling treatment, but instead become a hub for information on where to get it. To do that, the city has newly created an office for gambling outreach, about 9 months later than originally planned. Chris Marie Gonzalez was hired in May to run the office.
We sent out some letters introducing my role in this office to local agencies and organizations. We were in the process of scheduling meetings to sit down and having those face-to-face interactions and conversations.
One of those organizations is the Gundara Mental Health Center, which recently got state funding to launch a peer support recovery program in Holyoke and another one this fall in Springfield. Gundara's behavioral health director, Madeline Alviles Hernandez, says they've been offering gambling treatment since long before MGM opened for problems around scratch tickets, the lottery, or the Connecticut casinos.
Have we been able to track or have any data saying that that's gone up or down? I wouldn't necessarily be able to say that it's been one or the other.
Now that Encore Boston Harbor has opened, the Public Health Trust Fund will grow with the new casino revenue. But that also means more community organizations will vie for funding to address problem gambling. Whether that money is fairly distributed is a concern of Jessica Collins from the Public Health Institute of Western Massachusetts.
And that's what I push as an advocate and write letters to the Public Health Trust Fund Executive Committee is, you know, what's your algorithm? How are you going to make sure that the money's coming back to Hampden County?
That's something all these public health professionals will keep watching well beyond the casino's first anniversary. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.